The war begins. What was happening in Europe? In June 1914, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria led to a diplomatic crisis between multiple countries. Nations started taking sides and war broke out. Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire versus most of the rest of Europe, including Great Britain, France, and Russia. Considering the war to be a purely European conflict, President Woodrow Wilson initially pledged the United States would remain neutral, meaning the U.S. would not take a side. Residents of cities like Buffalo mobilized early in the war to send food, clothing, and medical supplies to countrymen in Poland, Italy, and other besieged countries via the Red Cross. In the Atlantic Ocean, early German submarines called U-boats took every opportunity to attack and sink ships, bringing supplies from the U.S. to Europe. Americans, especially those of European descent, watched the war news with alarm. Anti-German sentiment grew, especially in American cities, and in some places there was violence and destruction of German-named businesses. There was an effort to suppress everything German, including German language newspapers and German music. Many things were renamed. German-sounding surnames were Americanized. Sauerkraut became Liberty Cabbage, and hamburger became Liberty Steak. In Buffalo, the long-established German-American bank changed its name to Liberty Bank. On May 7, 1915, on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, a German U-boat torpedoed and sank a British passenger ship named the RMS Lusitania off the coast of Ireland, killing 1,197 passengers and crew, over 100 of them Americans. Among the casualties were local writer and publisher Elbert Hubbard, founder of East Aurora's artisan community, the Roycrofters, and his wife Alice. Knowing they were taking a risk with ocean travel, Hubbard left his son a prophetic note the day before they sailed. "Dear Bud, if the Kaiser gets us, you'll find our wills made out in your favor in the lockbox in your big safe." The sinking of the Lusitania was a leading factor in America's declaration of war 2 years later. Many Americans realized the U.S. was not prepared for war, and a preparedness movement emerged across the country, including here in Buffalo. By January 1916, the two local National Guard regiments had begun an active recruitment campaign. The Buffalo Common Council declared June 24th a civic holiday so that all city employees could participate in a preparedness parade, an event held in cities throughout the country. Over 55,000 people enthusiastically cheered the parade of over 5,000 participants as they marched down Main Street. Other preparedness events encouraged recruitment and patriotism. National legislation, passed in 1916 and 1917, ensured the expansion of the Army and National Guard.